The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and welcome to the second hour. Hopefully you didn't miss the first hour, but if you did, I got it. I understand. So we did find the striped bass fishing advisory forecast. Thank you, Tackle Box Tim, for that. And you can mention that when you come back to join us to give away some free fishing tackle. So striped bass summer fishing advisory forecast is an awareness campaign to reduce striped bass mortality during the summer fishing season. Let's see. What's today? 29th, I think. Whatever. Today is a green day, 89 degrees. Tomorrow is a yellow day, 93 degrees. Monday is 83 degrees. And Tuesday is 85 degrees. So we have a green day today, a yellow day tomorrow at 93, and two more green days at 83 and 85. So there we are for the efficient forecast. I'm sure that Monday's going to be, or Thursday's going to be a little different with high in the 96, I think they said. But we'll see. We'll see what the DNR says. Stanley, good morning, Stanley. How are things in Catonsville this morning?
Good, Alan. Hey, thanks for showing up, and I'll say a prayer for Robin.
I appreciate that.
I just got a couple questions. I got a disability. Can I hunt with a crossbow? Is there any crossbow hunting in Maryland?
Oh yeah, during the entire archery season, you can hunt with a crossbow, and you don't have to be disabled. It's open to anybody and everybody.
I'll be gone. Okay, very good, very good. And when I just heard you earlier about the you guys were hunting with the bow and catching blue channel cats and the.
It's a blue catfish. It's a blue catfish, not a blue channel cat. There's two different species. There's channel cat, which is native, and then there's the blue catfish, which is invasive.
Okay.
And the blue catfish are the ones that grow to humongous size. They grow up to 100 pounds, and they eat everything in the bay. They eat 90 different species, or 80 different species of fish, clams, crabs, you name it. They eat it if they can fit it in their mouth. They've had a couple of them where they've cut open and actually found ducks and mergansers and things like that that they've taken off the surface. So these are top-tier predator. Yep.
Could they eat the snakeheads?
No, I don't know. I guess they could if they had the opportunity, but they eat everything else, that's for sure.
Do you like the taste of catfish? And how about these evasive? I understand that I never ate a snakehead, but I want to.
I will tell you about the snakeheads. They're one of the most delicious fish you've ever eaten. Robin loves them. I love them. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever eaten walleye or not, but I grew up eating walleye from Canada, you know, and fishing for them and fishing for them places like Deep Creek Lake and other places, and the Potomac River. They all have good populations of walleye. They are delicious fish. They're very firm, white flesh, delicious fish for me. Mild fish, not a fishy, oily fish. So that's my favorite, and you can do all kinds of things with them. The snakehead reminds me of walleye. A little denser, but very, very flavorful. There's no question about it. It's one of the finest eating fishes out there. So,
very
blue catfish. Blue catfish is good too. You know, you can fry them, you can blacken them, you can grill them, you can do whatever you want with them, and they're very, very delicious. So,
very good.
Yep. So, but hopefully, and you can bowfish with a crossbow as well.
I'll be gone. Very good. Yeah. Well, I'm like too far from flies. I've been going down there since I was a kid. Hardly any hunting, but the deer, when deer, in your entire life, do they stay in like a 5-mile diameter or like a 2-mile radius of where they're...
There's a core area. There's a core area, which is usually about a square mile, mile and a half. And they'll range throughout that. But during the breeding season, you know, late October through the wintertime, these deer will travel 6-7 miles if they get a notion to. And, they will. And that's why, you know, you see the buck one day and he's not there the next day. Well, he's on the next farm, you know, or two farms over. But, you know, they do kind of tend to circle back. It's kind of like a 4-day pattern. People tell me it's a 4-day pattern when they're seeing a deer, you know. And some guys get them on camera and have a pattern down. It's earlier to pattern them in the early season than it certainly is during the breeding season, the rut, they call it, during late October into November, December. So, but
very good. And then just one other question. I was walking around my backyard. I got another little lot up there, and you don't see many honeybees or bees anymore. I don't know if this is a proper question. I'm sure it is. It's a great outdoors. The honeybees. Do all bees transfer pollen? Because over the years, I mean, the population of bees has diminished greatly. I think it's due to people cut their lawns, maybe too much fertilizer, and it's kind of, you know, we want to save.
Well, there's a worldwide shortage of honeybees. It's particularly devastating, to the fruit tree industry and people that grow flowers and that type of thing. It's blamed on a lot of things, but like anything else, I believe that the animal populations are cyclical. But there are a lot of factors in play. So the answer to your question is yes, there's bees are less bees than there were when you and I were growing up. I don't see them here. I'm not sure the entire problem rests on, pollution or anything like that. But we're I'm glad you noticed. Now, I do have a friend that likes honeybees. He takes hives and delivers hives all over Maryland and West Virginia. I met with him the other day and got a nice jar of honey from him. So,
And I noticed it because they'll cut the grass and the clovers come up. And I've seen more of them yesterday than I ever have from not cutting the grass. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yep, I got it. Yep.
What else?
Well, Stanley, thank you for the call, buddy.
All right, buddy. We'll be talking at you later.
All right. Thank you so much. See ya. All right. Jack in Joppa. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning there. You started talking about Walla and Snakehead. I actually want to go over to Conrad's Seafood Carryout and get some. I want to try it. Do you? Which one would be more or less expensive between the two?
The catfish would be less expensive.
Not the catfish. The Walla or the Snakehead.
The what? Wahoo? Is that what you're saying? Wahoo?
I'm sorry. Yeah. What you mentioned on the show. Yeah.
I don't remember mentioning Wahoo.
Walla or Wahoo or something?
Walleye. Walleye's not generally available commercially. But
which
the snakehead.
Price?
Uh-huh. The snakehead would probably be less expensive because they're more available in the area.
Gotcha. And also, the best fish I've ever tasted. My brother-in-law went fishing in Alaska and all. He brought back some halibut.
Halibut are great.
Unbelievable. Best fish I've ever tasted. How do you compare that to that?
Well, halibut's typically a larger chunk of fish. It's usually a little bigger, a little denser, a little thicker, you know, whereas the snakehead fillets are not as thick. But I love halibut. Halibut has a great taste. Halibut, haddock, I love those fish.
I wanted to let you know that I keep hearing backyard bellies, and my sister, my wife and her brother, they go yard sales, they take little day trips. they went down backyard bellies, and they said they never seen nothing like it. It's nothing like that up here around Joppa and Bel Air, Harford County, compared to that. So I just wanted to give a shout out that backyard bellies is something else, and I can't wait to go after what they told me. So
well, you're doing a commercial for me. I appreciate that. So well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, you have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye bye. All right, how about that? Well, it is time for a commercial for backyard bellies, of course, and since he gave the endorsement, I'll just simply request that when you go, make sure you mention the Outdoors and Radio Show. You can mention my name, and you know, every time I walk in, they thank me and they thank our listeners for showing up. But you know, they're right there off Kent Island, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. I think their address is Drummer Road, Drummer Lane, Drummer something. Drummer. It's a little short road that they're located on, but you'll see them along 50. You'll see everything that they've got in their backyard, Billy's backyard, right there along Route 50, all those tables and chairs. And, you know, there's probably 1,000. I know there's 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock at all times, all colors, all styles. You know, they've got Adirondack chairs that rock and swivel and do all that stuff. They've got some pretty cool tables and chairs. Like if you just need a little place out in on your deck, they've got a little surfboard-like table. It's a high top with high top, stools to go with it, and it's very cool looking. It really is. I like it. They've got them with crabs on them. They've got them with great blue herons on them. They've got all kinds of decorative tables and chairs, and they even have the hardwood tables and chairs too. And if you need a regular old picnic table, they've got those as well. But if you need a shed, a chicken coop, a dog kennel, if you need a pergola or a gazebo, any of that big stuff, you need a gym set for the kids or a swing set for the kids, all of that is available at Backyard Billy's, because that's what they're all about, your backyard, making backyards fun. You're having a crab feast coming up, stop by Backyard Billy's first. You might decide to get a new grill for your deck. Well, they've got Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. They've got 15% off right now on the Traeger pellet stoves in stock, and you get two bags of pellets to start. So why not stop by? And we'll talk more about their Hearth America and all the heating stuff that they have, the hearth and fireplaces and stoves, at a later date. But BackyardBillies.com is the website, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, when you're coming from the bridge. Locals know how to get there off Route 18 through the town of Graysonville. You turn right on Evans Avenue, left on Drummond, you're right there. Your backyard is going to look just fantastic. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
At the tackle shop, I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, there you go, weapons of mass destruction. So we said we'd get into the this thing with Virginia dredging, and the way it works is they put a scraper down there on the bottom of the bay and just scrape up all the crabs into a dredge. It's the way we do our winter dredge survey. If you go online to winter and just put winter dredge survey, you'll see a dredge, what it looks like. It's about a 5-foot long piece of bar metal with teeth on it, and what they do is they dredge these crabs up into a I believe it's a chain basket, and you know, they the water goes through, of course, and leaves the crabs and whatever else they doesn't go through the mesh. But I was talking to a friend in Virginia, and he said he named the name of a fellow that used to do dredging, and he said they dredged for females, of course, in the winter, and they were filling drums, which contains 3 bushels of crabs, and they filled, what did he tell me, 15 drums. Something like that, when he would go out and do the winter dredge. And the watermen always claimed that you have to do this. You have to stir up the bottom because you're not going to catch them all. And whatever it does to the bottom of the bay in dredging and stirring up that floor of the bay, that soil, that, you know, muck, mud, whatever it is with when you're dredging it, is actually good for the crabs. Now, this is the claim of the waterman. Now, this is a guy that did it for a living for years and years and years and years and would dredge the same area. You don't get all the crabs. Whatever you do to pull up the crabs that are in that area, you know, you're harvesting them, but he would say every year there's the same amount of crabs on the same ground, on the same bed of the Chesapeake Bay. And once the dredging was stopped 15 years ago, the crabs weren't there anymore. Now, I don't know how factual that is. It's a statement from a waterman. Take it however you want it. I'm just reporting the story that was told to me. So is dredging beneficial or is it harmful because of the amount of female crabs harvested at the very vulnerable time when they're getting ready to spawn? That's up to you to determine. That's up to the research. That's up to the biologist to determine. But I do know that Maryland is not in favor of this. Why did Virginia do this? Why are they breaking the agreement? What's a famous term? Follow the money. Follow the money. And I don't know what kind of lobbyist they had. I don't know what kind of decision-making process they went through. I don't know what kind of leverage the Watermen in Virginia have over the advisory committee or whatever this committee was called. I'll bring it up again if I can, but you can investigate that. The news release came out this week from DNR. So there we see. All right. Okay. Lee Hale, I believe, is on the air. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Alan, good. You know, Alan, you're always, I'll tell you, a little off on the crabs. You're spot on. It's all about the money. We see it with every aspect of the seafood industry.
No question.
I don't hear science anymore. All I hear is money. It's a shame.
Well, it is a shame. There's no question about that. It's a shame.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But on another note, I know you don't do politics. How'd you like the debate?
Oh, well, you know what? I watched the whole thing. Robin and I watched it. And I am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for the leader of the free world. I think that would be I won't on the air use any stronger language than that, but I'm embarrassed for the leader of the free world. I think there was no contest between the two men.
Not at all.
So I mean, I just think that our president appeared angry. You know, it was not a civil debate. Of course, it wasn't as contentious as the last time these two men debated, but I believe that the other candidate kept his cool, kept his decorum, made his points, and you know, showed true leadership and restraint.
Alan, when you said embarrassment, you know, absolutely. I don't watch a lot of news. I guess it's kind of a blessing that I don't watch the news, because if that's what we got right now for a leader, it's truly to me, it's a disgrace for our country. But and to think that the possibility of him getting back in again is it's just beyond.
It's frightening.
It could happen.
It really is. It's frightening to me. So.
So, Alan, I finally got out fishing. I commercial fished the Bay Bridge Thursday. I finally got out on a day when the wind wasn't blowing. Oh my golly, we've had such a wind.
Yes, I've heard.
I don't know where the rain went to, but we had. But I had a beautiful day. I fished for about 4.5, maybe 5 hours at the Bay Bridge, and Alan, all the fish nice and clean. I didn't see any sores. I did have one rockfish that had been bit by a dolphin. I'll send you the picture here in a little.
Well, I'd like to see that. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
There's an abundance of dolphins in the bay. The complaints are coming from the charter captains again, that they're impacting the rockfish. You know, we've got a lot of threats out here. You know, I mean, the cow nose ray invasion will soon. Did you see any cow nose rays while you were out?
I did not. I heard about this.
They took the brunt of the waterman's ire for a long, long time before the blue catfish came up. And you know, we got to figure out how to teach the blue catfish to eat the rays, and then figure out the dolphins eat the blue catfish. You know, it's like the lady that swallowed the spider. You know, or there was an old lady that swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady that swallowed a spider, followed the spider to catch the fly, and then it goes on from there, you know?
Who can say? But on a little fishing report, I started right out of Sandy Point on what I call the spider columns and fished all the way out to the monster. And just about every column on either bridge was producing fish. So there wasn't any given spot. By no means was I catching any quantity of fish off of any bridge column. But a 1.5-ounce jig with a straight tail, whether it be a bass assassin or a generic or even a paddle tail,
right?
It really didn't seem to matter. Alan, one thing the key was keeping the jig down on the bottom. The fish were, I guess they're on their spot and eels and whatever they're feeding on the bottom. But
right.
About every fish I caught was right off the bottom.
Wouldn't they be feeding on mayworms? Right? Wouldn't they be feeding on mayworms this time of year, or is that over?
Alan, I cut fish open. I obviously, when I cleaned them, I had to fillet them all. I did not see any. Their stomachs were virtually empty.
Wow.
So they were full sea lice. They're fresh fish coming up.
Those silver, what they call the silver striper run. Yeah.
They were beautiful fish.
Yeah, I learned that from a waterman a long time ago about this summer run or late May run of fish from the ocean up the bay, you know, continuing their migration. Now, I guess they come in to feed or get eaten, one of the two. But
Why would they call them the silver?
I think it's because they're a shinier, more brilliant fish than the early season fish. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but that seems to be I mean, do you notice that they're a brighter fish?
Yeah. The color on them is the bluish purple hue.
Yeah.
That they develop after a while. After they've been in the bay for a while, that seems to dissipate. That's pretty. But right now they're beautiful.
Have you
fish and a bonnet, very
have bonnet. You have you compared the color of the bay the water to the Atlantic Ocean? Have you compared those two side by side?
Right.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You know.
So. Yeah. It's quite a difference there.
No question. So.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had success. I appreciate the pictures of those big drum from. Now, are they in the Maryland? Red drum. Are they Maryland or are they Virginia?
They're in Maryland side, and the girls went out. The girls, three girls,
yeah.
girl power.
Yep.
And Alan, they fished all night.
Yeah.
Catching, they caught 8 drum. It was
on
catch and release.
Yeah.
Even if they could keep them, those my daughter, they're all about catch and release.
Yeah, they look like 40-50 pound fish.
That one my daughter had was pushed easily over 50.
Yeah.
She said she had one, her other friend hooked up. Both fish were going opposite directions. Kayla wanted their friend to, you know, land the fish because it was her first fish. And Kayla said the fish she had almost spooled her. And so she literally had to hold the spool so that friend could land her fish, and her fish broke off.
Oh, man.
Fish broke off. Not so she could allow her friend to land her big fish.
Wow.
And she says she wasn't sure if it was a big red or maybe a shark, but.
Could have been.
That's
Or it could have been a cobia. Could have been I don't know if it could have been a big southern ray or something like that. There's all kinds of.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, that's what Eddie said, possibly a southern ray.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, could have been.
You really don't know, especially at night.
Real quick, and then we've got to let you go. I was fishing with Tommy Goody out of the Honga River years and years ago. We were fishing for sea trout, and we caught some big ones. So not only would we put the jigs out with an ounce and a half jig, white jig with a purple or red worm on them, put a piece of peeler crab on there, throw them over the side, and just bob along where in the you know the level there where we thought the fish were going to be in the thermocline or whatever. So we're trolling along, and I would always drop a top and bottom rig over. Well, the top and bottom rig line went down. I pulled back. This fish took off. And as soon as it took off, Tommy looked at me and he goes, "You got a big ray," or, you know, a cow-nose ray. He said, "You got a ray." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You got a big ray." He goes, "Cut it off. Cut it off. Break the line." I said, "What are you talking about? I mean, this thing's monstrous. Pull my..." He goes, "It's a ray. I'm telling you. Pull it off. Cut it off." I'm like, "Ah." Oh. So I pointed the rod at the fish. The line hadn't recoiled back to the boat yet when Tommy looked at me and said, "You know, big red drum acts just like that."
Wow.
I was ready to kill him, but, you know, fish was gone. Nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, that popped the bubble. Wow.
Yeah, right there it sure did.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, buddy. Got to let you go. Thanks, Lee.
Okay. Have a good one, Alan.
All right, man. Thank you. Bye-bye. Tackle Box Tim, good morning. You ready to do the drawing on your high tide lures?
Good morning. Yes, sir, I am. I got the generator all set up and ready to go.
What's our package? Is it a bass package this time?
It is a bass package. We have crankbaits. We have swim jigs. We have bladed jigs.
Oh, nice. Bladed jigs. I like those. So very nice. Very nice. Okay.
Okay.
All right, brother. We've got 23 names on the list. Let them rip, and I will correlate the names to your number, and we'll go from there.
Number 19.
Ooh, 19. Let me look here real quick. That would be Nick Cappy.
Last name again?
Cappy, C-A-P-P-Y.
All right.
I will contact Nick and let him know that he's won. He's probably listening. He can certainly reach out to me, you know, online, on the phone, text message, or whatever. But we'll get in touch with Nick and tell him he has won the Fish and Tackle package. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Good seeing you the other day, by the way.
Yeah, it was a little bit of an adventure on Tuesday.
How'd you make out?
Now, it was, you say you got a list of things that hunters say. I could do the list of things that fishermen say when things don't go quite your way.
Too cloudy, too wet, too, weather was, barometer was off. Let me think.
Sky was too high.
The sky was too high, the water was too wet. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Day after a front, we could have thrown 20 different things at it.
Yeah.
That is just when it is on, it is a phenomenal, very unique fishery down there in the back bays of Ocean City in the morning.
Oh, no question. No question.
I mean, I had two speckled trout on and lost them, and I landed one small rockfish, but just the nature out there, Alan, it was incredible. We saw sharks swim by. We saw cow-nose rays and a couple of different other species of rays. There were terrapins coming off the marshes. All the seabird life that's out there, it's, you know, sometimes it's even hard to concentrate on the fish with all that going on.
All the activity, sure.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
With all the nature activity going on, you're lucky to see another boat out there.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is a very peaceful but unique fishery. Where else in Maryland, I don't know of, but you can catch a rockfish and see a 3-foot sandbar shark swim by in 3 feet of water.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure there are other places.
You didn't fish for the sharks? Did you ever? You've not done the inshore shark trip with Mark Sampson, have you?
I have not, Alan, because once I'm outside an inlet, Tim and Big Water don't go too well.
No, I got it. I got it. Do a little chumming, do you?
Under certain circumstances, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Well, I will never forget the shark trip. We had big chunks of tuna, like the size of your fist. We had them on the bottom. We had them on balloons, which is basically bobber fishing. We had them on a kite, and we caught sharks all day long. I think we caught 13 or 14 sharks, duskies and sandbars, and half of them got tagged. Some of those pictures are on the LS Outdoors website. and we just had a grand time. My stepdaughter Heather always wanted to catch a shark. They would go to Cape May, New Jersey, and watch the boats come in, and she was fascinated with the sharks when they came in, and she said she wanted to catch a shark.
Yeah.
She caught the biggest shark of the trip. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What?
My friend Randy went with the captain and did a shark trip in the middle of this month, and had a great time.
Oh, it's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time. And to watch Mark tag them, watch that whole process, and know that they're going back in, and they're going to be researched on. Oh, it's great. So no question.
Right.
So.
And Mark does a lot of educational stuff while he's on the water. It's just
no question.
Throwing the chunk over. He is probably one of the most knowledgeable shark captains on the East Coast.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. He kind of reminds me of my buddy Matt up on Deep Creek Lake. I like to do those kind of projects. You know, go out and catch fish, tag them, put them back, and somebody catches them later and you find out, you know, that your tagged fish was caught. I did that with Northern Pike on Deep Creek Lake with Tom O'Connell. And
that'd be interesting, too, to find out, you know, the migration patterns of those in the lake during different times of year.
Yep. Well, Matt, let me see. Where is Matt?
As long as they're willing to bite, right?
As long as they're willing to bite, that's right. Well, it takes a while. I mean, you got to go through a whole lot of pickerel to get to a northern pike, that's for sure.
Absolutely. As a muskie is a fish of 1,000 casts, the pike might be a fish of 500 casts.
Yep. Matt Sell was a biologist that we fished with that initiated the northern pike study. And his deal was, you know, if it wasn't 40 inches, you know, he wasn't satisfied with it. He's got some videos online and some, you know, some pictures, some great pictures that he caught with these over 40-inch northern pike out of Deep Creek Lake. People don't even know they're there. They really don't. So, anyway, well, thank you, sir. Yep, that picture's still available up on the Ellis Outdoors website. John B. said, I think I remember that picture of Heather with that shark.
Yeah.
Yep. My grandson was, I think, maybe 5 at the time he was on board. Yeah.
I can imagine the reaction of a 5-year-old when sharks come on board.
Oh, it was great. It was great. So, you know, we lost Kathy in 2010. We lost Heather in 2015. So, you know, you got the memories, buddy. You got it. You never know. You can't replace it. So
the memories cannot be replaced.
Not at all. Hey, listen, I appreciate it. We will be in touch with you, Tim, with the address for Nick, the winner, and we'll probably talk a little later today, maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure which, okay?
No problem, and we have a snakehead package for next month.
Can't wait. Sounds good. Good seeing you. Take care, Tim.
All right, I'll have a good weekend.
And thanks for your support.
Tell Robin hello.
Will do. Right. Yep. All right. Let's see. We've got to take a break. Yeah, we do. We have to talk about a couple of our great sponsors, including Spurry's Tire Service. Good morning, Brad. Spurry's Tire Service, located corner of Dover and Ellet Roads. That's just off Route 50 right here in Easton. Yep, Dover Road is one of those lights that when you start going through Ocean City, it's one of those 10-minute lights that the locals get stopped at on the weekends for the Ocean City traffic. Yeah, Dover Road, Elliott Road is, you know, it's a couple blocks up off of Dover, and that's another main drag where the big box stores are and the supermarket and the big office store. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. And not just, you know, regular folks, but, I mean, there's all kinds of commercial vehicles in there. You go by there any day of the week, and you can read the sides of the truck, you know, plumbers and electricians and contractors, and you'll see landscape trailers in there. You'll see boat trailers. You'll see anybody that has a vehicle with a tire on it is there at Spurry's Tire Service. They feature Bridgestone and Firestone, American-made tires, and all the others from Michelin to all the rest. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. If they don't have it today, they'll get it by tomorrow. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, from your backyard to your barnyard, your garden tractor, your wheelbarrow. That's right, your push mower. They've got the tires. If you got a farm tractor, any kind of farm machinery, any one of those vehicles that has 6, 8, 25 wheels on it, they've got tires for that, no question. If you own any kind of trailer, boat trailer, tow behind, you know, car hauler, toy hauler, whatever it might be, toy trailer, toy hauler, is that what they call them? Any kind of ATV, RTV, SUV, Spurries has the tires, no question about it. Spurries offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair as well. They'll fix just about anything but your transmission. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they've done it for me several times. Their 24-hour truck service and other services has kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me and our families, coming back for more and kept satisfied for more than 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurries Tire Service in Easton a call. That number, 410-822-7384. I said that pretty fast, but let me say it again. No appointment needed, necessary, or required for you to put a new tire or set of tires or however many tires you need on your vehicle. Stop by. Somebody will look at your tires. They'll tell you what they have in stock. They'll give you a price. You can take it or leave it. You pull in the garage and put the tires on while you wait. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. I'm glad I did. You should be glad you did. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
All right, let's talk to Steve in Pasadena. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey,
hello,
Alan.
Steve.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
All right. I got a question for you. When you're crabbing and you catch a doubler, why do you think that's always a big male crab holding on to a juvenile female?
They're breeding.
Exactly. So if Maryland's worried so much about crabs, why do they let them keep them juvenile females and sell them for fish bait? What do you suppose would be the answer?
Well, there is a limit. You know, there is a limit. There's a closure for recreational crab, you know, for on females. Recreational crabbers aren't allowed to keep females.
Yeah, they can't keep them at all. But
there's a commercial. Right? No, wait. There's a commercial limit that gets changed, you know, throughout the season. I think they change them at the end of July. They do another assessment and they check. They change what the commercial waterman is allowed to do. So, you know, they have a handle of some degree on the commercial harvest, and they do limit the catch on female crabs. It's not that they're unlimited. They just can't go out there and catch them all. But they catch plenty of them. There's no question. But, you know, I think they're, you know, when you point your finger at Virginia, you know, when you point, you got three more pointing back at yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that you know, this decision in Virginia, I don't know how detrimental it is. Like I said, I don't know what kind of lobbyists they had. I don't know what kind of impact the watermen have on, you know, whoever's making the decisions. I know that the watermen in Maryland had a tremendous impact on our crab harvest and fishery here. When the last Republican governor came into office the first time, people who were you know, career people with DNR were fired because at the behest of the watermen, because they didn't meet their demands. They were fired by the administration, and some of them were friends of mine, very good friends of mine, you know. And I just think that it's never left up to the biologist. It's never left up to the science anymore. It used to be, but now it's all political influence, one way or the other.
Well, I know that, but it just seems to me that if they would ban that for a year and see what it did.
Well, you know what? Lefty Cray said, common sense ain't so common.
No, but you would think if you wanted to increase the crab population, why would you take the breeding stock and sell them for fish bait?
Well, I understand. I get it. So, but thank you for your call. I appreciate your comments. Thank you so much. I think you're right.
Thank you.
All right.
You have a great
All right.
day.
Take care, buddy. Yep. All right. Well, I do have to talk about, you know, Clyde Sport Shop one more time. I'm going to talk about Browning Firearms. I was in there the other day, and I looked at a bunch of them. I looked at their slug gun. I looked at the 10-gauge. There's only a couple left in stock. I think three of them. If you're interested in a 10-gauge shotgun, silver 10-gauge, they've got them. I did not look at the A5 in vintage tan. That's a semi-automatic or autoloader shotgun, recoil-operated shotgun, the A5 in vintage tan. With the vintage camo, reliable short recoil operated auto loading shotgun, rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, and shim adjustable for length of pull, cast, and drop. Full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish with the Invector DS choke tubes. Quite a shotgun. Love to have one. I did look at the Satori's, the over and unders, several grades, the Satori Silver, the Satori Hunter, the Satori 725 Sporting. These are over and under firearms for trap and skeet. Or Upland shooting, whichever you prefer, if you like that over and under style. The X-Bolt, lots of styles. X-Bolt Pro Series, camo, Cerakote stock, or the traditional X-Bolt medallion with the gloss blue finish and the beautifully appointed walnut stock, gloss high-grade walnut, rosewood cap, polished blue steel. X-Bolts are available in every kind of caliber, all the short magnums, magnum calibers as well. All this is available, all these fine Browning firearms are available at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne or Halethorpe, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. If you're looking for a Browning shotgun, ammunition, a handgun for home or personal protection, or just for fun shooting, Clyde Sport Shop is your place for firearms. 242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957. 242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde's is your place. You will be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. I can't say enough about Backyard Billy's. Anything you need for your backyard or your deck. It's that simple. You got one spot. Anything to heat your house for supplemental heat, Backyard Billy's is your place. Now, they're not into air conditioners and they're not into heat pumps, but they are into wood-fired and pellet-fired and gas and even electric wall heaters if you like one of those. Robin has one mounted on the wall of her bedroom. You just hit the remote control and the heat comes on. Backyard Billy's has all that stuff for heat. They have everything you need. Grilling, they have everything you need for entertaining in your backyard or your retirement home or your beach house or whatever it might be. All the furniture, all the accessories, all the little stuff, all the big stuff, and some unique stuff too. They got red wagons if you need a red wagon. They've got them, believe it or not. They've got some jewelry in there. They've got some statuary. Backyard Billy's. They're located right off Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If you're coming from the bridge in Graysonville, Route 18 up to Evans Avenue, they're on Drummer, and you'll be glad to stop by there. BackyardBillies.com is the website, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Why not stop by before the 4th and see what you need to celebrate the rest of the remaining summer holidays? You got the 4th of July, you got Labor Day, and a lot of great weather before and after that. You'll be glad you did, Backyard Billy's. All right, that kind of wraps it up for us, doesn't it, Aaron? We got the music coming up here real quick. Matter of fact, there it is right now. Thank you for all your calls. Congratulations to Nick. Glad you won. Thanks for all the texters and all the emailers. And let's see. Yeah, emails are entertaining too, folks. That's it for us. If you need to reach out during the week, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Ella has the contact info. That's our email. Phone number's there. Hey, we'll be at Schrader's Measuring Deer tomorrow, Schrader's Outdoors, up there in Henderson, Maryland. So if you got a nice deer, buck, stag, or you want to come by and say hi to the BBS measures, you can do that. We'll see you tomorrow from 10 to 4. Now it's time to say get out, stay safe. Love your family. Give your spouse a hug. Love the Lord. See you next week.